Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, what do you think about this idea of real-time biofeedback for traders? That is, you can see whatever your heart rate or whatever on the charts and compare that to your performance. What do you think of that? Does that have any benefit, or do you think that the benefit is limited, or maybe there's no benefit?
Yeah, so this is kind of one of those things. I think the answer is it depends, okay? So you have to know, first of all, what your body is doing when it's making the wrong decisions. For example, when you are scalping, we know what happens to your brain, okay? It's really clear. Like this is this much we know in neuroscience. We know it's the same thing that happens when you do cocaine or any sort of addictive process. We know what that is in the brain, okay? Basically, it activates your reptilian brain, and it's not you're not in a good spot to make rational decisions, okay? Now, if you're going to use something like these tools, like biofeedback and these sorts of things, really what you need is a baseline, right? So what you need to know is, when am I making the wrong decisions? When am I off? You know what I mean? If you know that, then it can be very useful. But if you have no idea what that is, and I believe that it's different for different people. So, for example, there's a classic study in psychology where they took introverts and extroverts and they asked them to like circle the eights in a phone book, okay? It was a total boring task, and they gave some of them coffee. What they found was amazing, because the people who were introverts, they are already at a pretty... Like, if you think about it, it makes sense. Like, what happens when you take an introvert and drop them off at a party? They get all, you know, they go in the corner. Yeah. They don't want to, like, they're over, you know what I mean? They're overstimulated. So introverts are already operating at a pretty good level of stimulation, all right? So when you give them coffee, it kind of knocks them all, like, they're a little bit overstimulated. Whereas extroverts, what do? They get energy from the crowd. They love being around people. They feed off that. They don't want to sit at home on the couch. They want to go out to the party, right? So that's a totally different baseline. And that's exactly what the study found. So they found, obviously, that the extroverts, when given the coffee, were better at the boring task of circling the eights, or I don't even know what number it was, but you know, they were going through the phone book, underlining things, and it was just a total boring task. Whereas the introverts, once they were given the coffee, boom, they start doing worse. Hmm. Like, they're unable to do this. Now, if you think about it, trading... The actual act of trading is very simple. So when you put in the entry, you put in the stop, you take, you know, exit or whatever, put the trailing exit on or whatever you do, it's super, super boring stuff, okay? It's not like writing a fiction novel or whatever. Like, that's way more, you know, exciting and creative than actual, you know, processing trades. So it's a vigilance task, basically, like that task about, you know, that they used in that study. So the question really becomes, when you're sitting down and you're taking these trades, are you one of those people that's like really hyped up? And so you're kind of you're going to get pushed over the edge. And what I mean by that is, if you get pushed over the edge, that your execution suffers. You know, if you're kind of like sort of like the introvert on coffee sort of thing. So if you're really nervous and not very confident and really concerned about your abilities as a trader, sitting down and trading the 1 minute charts, that's going to spike. Your brain is going to be like, it's like the same as like dropping somebody off on the, you know, in the middle of a freeway. Like, you're going to be like, holy crap, how do I survive this? You know, watch out for these cars, you know, that sort of thing. Whereas if you're somebody who is a little bit better off when you're, you know, at a heightened state of arousal, you might actually be sort of peak performing at that level, you know, when you're sitting there watching the 1 minute chart. So it really depends on that. And I think that's the key here. So I don't think that you can say that everybody is going to perform well if their galvanic skin response is in this range. I don't think that's the case at all. I think it depends on what kind of trading you're doing. So like, if I take a trade on the weekly chart, I can really easily put that trade in and walk away knowing that it's probably going to be a month before I know exactly what's going to happen here with this trade, right? Mm-hmm. It could be a week, but it's probably going to be several weeks before I even you know, even think about moving to break even or whatever. So whereas that's totally different if you're trading the, you know, the 1 minute or the 5 minute charts. It's a completely different ballgame. So I really think it, the answer is it depends. And I know it's probably not the answer everyone's looking for. I think more importantly also is that you have to realize that you get feedback from the market too. So that's a big mistake I think that people make is, and it's easy to overdo this obviously, but like you're in a trade. Let's say, Hugh, that you're in a trade and you go long the euro. So you're long euro USD and then you get two more candles and those two more candles are giving you some feedback about your position. Well, what do you do with that information? Right. So I talk about this idea of market biofeedback, which is, you know, the market. I wrote about it in Naked Forex, in fact, like this idea of the market gives you information. And then what do you do with that information? Because it's really difficult when you're in a trade to be totally and completely, you know, take no sides. Like we're like, if you're long the euro, it's hard for you to look at those candles and interpret them correctly. But I think that's important to know. Is the market, like if I looked at this, if I was flat and I looked at the market now that it's given me two more candles, would I still be long? You know, that sort of thing. Yeah. So I think the answer is it depends. I think it can be definitely very useful if you know where you want to be in terms of your physiological response. If you know where you want to be and there's a certain range that you want to be in, but I don't think that you can make a blanket thing and say, yeah, everyone needs to be here. I don't think that's true because I think it depends on the person. I think it depends on the system. I think it depends on, you know, it's totally different. Like if I put a trade in, like I said, on the weekly or the daily chart and you're putting a trade on the 5 minute chart, what we need in terms of the execution of the trading system is completely different. Mm-hmm. Like what I have to do and what you have to do, that's a totally different skill set. So yeah, I think it depends.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Just out of curiosity, do you find that successful day traders or scalpers are generally more extroverts?
I think, and this is probably going to be, I don't want to make anyone mad. I think that typically those traders, and again, this is not a blanket thing. I'm not saying everyone's like this. I don't want to get in trouble. But I think those people are what sociobiologists would call like high on the go system. These people are drawn to things like jumping out, you know, base jumping, drugs, like you know what I mean? I mean, it's that kind of person, you know what I mean? Like, that's the kind, let's call it like, what comes first, the rock and roll band or the drugs, you know? Or does, you know, are the certain types of people drawn to rock and roll, you know, they want to be musicians where, like, I think that kind of trading, you have to be really careful. I'm not saying everyone's like this, but if you have a history of like substance abuse or like just like everyone looks at you and goes, dude, you're crazy. Like if you hear that a lot, I'm not sure that trading the lower time frames is for you. I think if you're like one of those people where people look at you and go, oh my God, like you are the most disciplined person I know. If you're like that, so high on what we call conscientiousness in psychology. If you're high on conscientiousness, very deliberate, very, you know, regimented, you know, maybe have a military background or an athletic background, something like that, then yeah, you can fit the mold as a scalper. But it's typically that type of person that does well. But unfortunately, I think most of the people that get drawn to the lower time frame trading, they're basically like, you know, addicts / gamblers. So like you have to be careful. So yeah, but I'm not saying everyone's like that. I'm not trying to say that if you're doing that you're, you know, I'm just saying, just know yourself. Are you on the side of the, you know, are you like, you know, the good soldier and you make your bed every day? And by the way, did you know that making your bed every day, like that can predict your income? Did you know
really?
That? Yeah, yeah.
No,
they,
no.
Yeah, like people who make their bed are like 280% more likely to bag a couple million over their lifetime than people who don't make their bed. I thought that was interesting. Yeah, it's conscientiousness. It's basically what I'm talking about here. That can make for a good profile for a scalper. But if you're not, you know, if you're not able to get into that point, if you're all over the map, if you have a long history of substance abuse and just doing crazy things like, you know, surfing big waves, jumping out of airplanes, you know, all that kind of stuff, like, you know, I don't know, pig hunting if you're in Arkansas or whatever, you know, if you're that kind of guy, I would beware. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, something to keep in mind. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks.